We now continue with Smurf. Funky colors. Shapes that swing.
It's impossible.
This is the Electric Discussion Podcast.
It's another episode where did all my treasure go? Ratchet bitches, ratchet hoes. Fuck them good, then let them go.
This is the EDP.
As your body grows bigger, your mind must flower. It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block.
What's up, everybody? It's the EDP. I'm your host, Eclectic. What we're doing today, is we are going to rank Schoolhouse Rock songs. If you don't know, this is, again, I apologize for those of you who are under the age of, 30, 35. Saturday morning used to be a thing. It wasn't just for brunch. Saturday morning cartoons were everything. And a part of Saturday mornings, you had Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock was a lot of animated musical short videos or cartoons that came on Saturday morning. It talked about science, history, grammar, math, civics. It taught a whole bunch of stuff to kids in a musical form, and it was easy to understand and learn. It stuck with you because the songs, a lot of the songs were catchy. Now, this started a long time ago. It's like 73, but it's a lot of songs, and I think they stopped them in the 90s, but in the 70s and the 80s, these were it. So I say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rank the songs that I remember the most from the ones that I think were better than the others. So I think I'm going to do around 15. It was a lot. It was a ton. One of the things about the Schoolhouse Rock songs is the one of the main singers, Jack Sheldon. I could have sworn. Listen, I'm gonna play some songs. I'll get back to it. You know what? Let's just start. I don't like the filibuster. We're gonna start at the bottom, work our way to the top. Interjections. Interjections with the sick kid, and he got a shot in the ass. I promise it was for kids, but and it's a football player. They got hit. The whole thing was to teach you interjections.
Interjections. Hey, that's smart. Ouch, that hurt. Yeah, that's not fair. Giving a guy a shot down there.
Interjections.
Hey,
excitement.
Yeah. Ouch.
They're generally set apart from a sentence.
So when you're yelling and stuff like that, that I think we got that at 15. Then we have Interplanet Janet. That was a part of Science Rock. It was like 78. Janet was a comet with a skirt and wings, and she came out right before they announced Pluto was a planet. This is how long ago this was. But they were talking about all the planets, and this is how you learned about them, with Interplanet Janet. Song was cool. Mother Necessity. This one was okay. But I had the inventors, though. So, like, this is how we learned about Thomas Edison and the Wright brothers and Elias Howe. We learned a lot outside of school. It was crazy. So this is how we learned about inventors. Mother Necessity. And then we had Figure Eight. Figure Eight was counting by eights, and you double four. So it taught you how to count, multiply. Shouts to Compton's Most Wanted. They used this song. They sampled this song. And Prodigy. Prodigy sampled this song. Figure Eight. So that's like, I think we're moving in the top 10 now. We have the preamble. Electricity. This was dope. All the voltage and currents. I promise you, these joints made you want to learn and at least think about stuff.
Every room can now be lit with just a...
Electricity.
Where do you think it all comes from? This powerful...
Electricity.
Like, well, damn, I want to learn more about that. They made learning seem kind of cool. Or just, I think kids in the 70s, 80s was just nosy about like learning though. Not just nosy about what's going on outside, but just wanting to get as much knowledge as possible. Then you had a noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing. And that was Grammar Rock. Shouts to Tracy Lee. People would recognize he sampled, Tracy Lee sampled this on his song.
Every person you can know, and every place that you can go, and anything that you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place,
that's dope. Telegraph line. They were, this one taught you about the nervous system in the body. How, you know, different parts of your body send signals through the rest of your body. It was the telegraph line.
So what is your reply?
Tell your arm to swat that fly.
Hey, there's a telegraph line. You got yours and I got mine. It's called the nervous system. And everybody understands those telegraph commands. And you know that everybody better listen.
The central nervous system is the brain and the spine.
Naughty number nine. This was a groove. This taught you multiplying by nines. No one sampled this, but they should have. This one was dope.
We'll tie you up in a knot. When you're trying multiplying by nine, you might give it everything you've got and still be stopped. First thing to keep in mind when you multiply by nine.
Ready or not, here I come. It was counting by tens. A lot of the math ones were dope. This was the only other way to count that wasn't Electric Company.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Ready or not, here I come.
There were only two ways to count. It was this, and it was Electric Company. But this was so dope, and you finding out about new numbers. You got to understand, you're looking at this when you're like four. Like, wow. Now we get to the jam jams. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here.
Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to Lolly's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need if you write or read or even think about it. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Got a lot of lolly.
Teaching you about adverbs. You're going to need, if you read or you write, they had the store that was selling verbs. Listen, also implore you to go to YouTube or schoolhouserock.whatever and look at these. I mean, the animation now is like word, but put your mind back in those days. Oh man, these things were so dope. The energy blues, trying to save the planet, teaching us how energy is generated. That one's dope. That's a dope song. But here we go. This is a top five. I think that was five. 4. Not ironically. 3 is the magic number.
3 is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get 3 as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you 3 as a magic number.
Multiplication rhyme. Super dope. Shouts to De La Soul for bringing this back to me.
3, that's a magic number. Three. It is. It's the magic number. 3. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, laced up in me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure.
This was the first song or the first episode. This was the pilot episode in 73. Super dope song. 3 is a magic number. And then these are the top 3. For me, these are the top 3. Everyone knows what number 2 is. Everyone knows what number 1 is. But they think number 2 is number 1, but it's not. Number 3, Verb, That's What's Happening.
I get my thing in action. To be, to see, to feel, to live.
Verb, That's What's Happening.
I put my heart in action.
Verb,
to run, to go, to get, to give.
Verb, You're What's Happening.
That's where I find
Shouts to Method Man. Shouts to Method Man. He sampled this. This was the black one we loved. This was the superhero Verb. He was the superhero. His name was Verb. And if you're gonna watch any of them, watch this one. Verb, That's What's Happening. Super dope. Number two is what everyone think is number one, and I understand why, but it's not. Number 2.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
I'm just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly
America
have
Rock,
a lot of patience
1976.
And courage.
Well, the classic. So this one has Jack Sheldon. So I brought this up when I began the list. Jack Sheldon was one of the voices of Schoolhouse Rock that sang. I could have sworn it was like Nipsey Russell or Scatman Crothers or someone black. Listen to this. That's not a black man.
But
the bill being signed to become a law. We were really rooting and happy for a cartoon piece of paper. But one, not a black guy. Killed me. Rest in peace to Jack Sheldon. Method Man's song, Method Man, the Crazy C remix. Just a bill. And number one, Jack Sheldon again. This is when I really thought that this guy was black, but he's not. Conjunction Junction.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction Junction, how's that function?
I got 3 favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction Junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you
and that.
Looking up boxcars. I swore back then this guy was black. But Warren G sampled this, or you know, used part of it on What's Next. Big Daddy Kane on Who Am I? On Fire by Redman. Conjunction Junction, it's the jam. So that's the Schoolhouse Rock joints ranked. Where go back and check them out. Interjections, Inner Planet Janet, Mother Necessity, Figure Eight, The Preamble, Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing, Telegraph Line, Naughty Number Nine, Radio Night, Here I Come, Lolly Lolly Lolly, Get Your Adverbs Here, The Energy Blues, Three is a Magic Number, Verb, That's What's Happening, I'm Just a Bill, Conjunction Junction. That's what we're up to. That's the list. Let me know how I should have put Bill number one, or tell me some of the other ones, because there's a ton of them that that didn't make the list that exists. I mean, it's ridiculous. You got Unpack Your Adjectives, Busy Prepositions, Elbow Room, which is dope, Victim of Gravity, Number Cruncher. It's a lot of joints. Because they had Earth Rock, Money Rock, Computer Rock, Science Rock, America Rock, Grammar Rock, Multiplication Rock. It was all kind of rocks they tried to teach us. But anyway, I appreciate you guys listening to me ramble on about the Schoolhouse Rock. Until the next time, appreciate you.
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there.